Hey everyone, it's Carmita, and welcome to Missing in the PNW. If you're new to my podcast this week, thanks for checking me out. And if you are one of my awesome, supportive, returning listeners, I have even better news for you guys this week. I just checked the Facebook post that I did last week for Leona. And guys, that Facebook post had the most, out of all of the Facebook posts that I've done on cases, had the most attention, which I am so, so happy for. It had over 1,200 people. Look at it. 1,200 people now know Leona's story. 1,200 people now are more aware of what happened to Leona. And that is because more than 50 of you shared. I had about 250 post engagements. You guys are so awesome because, again, you may not think you are, but you are helping me get these people's cases out there and back in some type of attention that they definitely deserve. So, of course, we are celebrating Native American Heritage Month. And this past Monday, which was November 15th, there was actually a little bit of good news I wanted to share with you. So President Biden signed an executive order aimed at improving public safety and criminal justice for Native Americans. They are known to be targets of violent crimes at a much higher rate than the national average. According to a 2019 census estimate, 5.6 million people identify as an American Indian or Alaskan Native. And in 2020, Congress did pass two pieces of legislation. One was Savannah's Act, and the other one was Not Invisible Act of 2019. And then, however, honestly, guys, the Department of Justice and the Department of the Interior have still not fulfilled certain requirements set by those acts. And that's super frustrating when we advocate so much for stuff like this and people who are supposed to come through don't come through, which is one of my biggest pet peeves. And it's so annoying. And I'm sorry that people still have to go through this. Even President Biden had said that these legislations and other previous executive actions have not been sufficient to reverse the epidemic of violence against American Indians. Tribal leaders have long spoken about an apparent lack of urgency to Indigenous women who are murdered or missing because of historic and systemic racism and prejudice. For instance, also fear or mistrust of law enforcement leads to underreporting and misclassifications of race and manner of death, often muddy the numbers. And we're going to talk about misclassifications of race again, unfortunately, in today's episode. So let's jump right on in and get to that. So today we're going to discuss the case of Alyssa Angelique McLemore. So Alyssa was a caretaker for her mother, Gracie, who unfortunately had a skin-tightening disease called scleroderma. Now, what scleroderma is a group of rare diseases that involves hardening and tightening of the skin and connective tissues. So this affects women between 30 and 50, and it's a super painful disease that's kind of all over your body. Now, it was reported, there was actually two different reports that I saw. One was April 9th, and the other one was April 10th of 2009. From what I read and what I heard in articles from the family, it sounded like everything was more on April 9th. So on April 9th, 2009, Alyssa was away from home and received a frantic call from her grandma, Barbara, who had told Alyssa that she needed to get home fast because your mom was dying. Her mom was in the hospital at the time, suffering from her unfortunate disease that she had. And when Alyssa heard that, being that she was her mom's caretaker, she, I can imagine, tried to immediately get home. She was supposed to visit her mom in the hospital. Unfortunately, she never showed up, which of course her family thought was weird. And it's unclear when they tried to file a missing persons report, but I know that the family did try and it was rejected. Anybody want to take a guess why? Because they said that you had to wait 24 hours to report someone missing. Everybody want to say it with me? No, you don't. Anybody want to, again, you know, tell me how many times I say this? Because I feel like I say it a lot. I don't care what anyone in Oregon or Washington says. There is no mandatory 24-hour waiting period to report someone missing. Again, this podcast is all about the Pacific Northwest, all about Oregon and Washington, so I can't speak for other states. But in Oregon and Washington, you do not have to wait 24 hours to report someone missing. So as we move on, this is where kind of the timeline gets mixed up, because there was a report that on April 10th, there was actually a 911 call by Alyssa, and Alyssa's family actually didn't even know she was missing. The only reason and way that they found out she was missing after this, or actually, I'm sorry, before all of this, before they tried, you know, and obviously unsuccessfully tried to report her missing, they didn't really know she was officially missing until the Kent police actually showed up at her grandma's doorstep. And so what they were told was that they were responding to a 911 call that Alyssa actually made herself. Now, they never said where she was. They couldn't find out exactly where Alyssa was when she made the call. And the 911 call is considered evidence. However, a transcript was released just earlier this year in 2021. That the family finally got to read. I mean, they've never been able to hear her voice. So I can't even imagine what their thought process was and what they were going through when they read this. So I am just like so terrified because I could hear this creepy man in my head. Supposedly there were two witnesses who saw Alyssa with a white man in his 50s or 60s who was driving a green truck with an out-of-state license plate. And when you go back to the 911 call, it actually makes sense. Because unfortunately, Alyssa called 911 and she said two words, quote, "help me," unquote. At that time, a man was actually heard interrupting her and saying, quote, "I'll hurt you," unquote. And then the line went dead. How creepy is that? I can't even imagine what her family was going through just reading that. And they know Alyssa's voice, so just hearing that and the probably like trauma and just how scared she was, the fear, everything, I can't even imagine. Now, unfortunately, 3 days after Alyssa went missing, her mother did end up dying in the hospital, never knowing what had happened to her daughter. Now, Alyssa herself has a daughter named Nevaeh, who was just 3 years old at the time of her disappearance. And Alyssa did have a boyfriend, and her boyfriend said that she was a loving parent who would never abandon their child. Her daughter is now 16, guys. And for the last 13 years, still has no idea what happened to her mother. Can you imagine being three, your mom just disappearing, and you're 16 now, sweet 16, and you still have no idea what happened to your mom? I cannot believe, and I could not, like, tell you how I'm just... I have three daughters of my own. You guys know this. And I can't imagine what her daughter's going through not knowing. Now, here is where I'm going to go on another little rant. And you guys are just going to have to bear with me. Alyssa is Native American. She is a member of the Aleut tribe. She's described as being 5'1" tall, 130 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair, which she sometimes dyes blonde. She was young, full of life, and loved to roller skate and dance. Now, here's the part that annoys me. She has been mislabeled by Namus, and if you listen to my last couple episodes, Namus is the National Missing and Unidentified Person System. So Namus has Alyssa as Asian or Pacific Islander. And again, like I talked about earlier, like I talked about in Leona's case, like I talked about in Lisa's case, these women, mostly Native American women, get mislabeled, misclassified, and it's so annoying because it hurts when people are trying to track these missing persons and these murders. It hurts to be mislabeled as a different race than what you actually are. Alyssa is not Asian or Pacific Islander. Alyssa is Native American. I really wish that Namus would look into these things more and get stuff right, because this hurts a lot of people in a lot of cases. The other thing that is so unfortunate and I'm so upset about is it had been reported that, unfortunately, Alyssa may have been a victim of sex trafficking. Again, you heard this in the KK White story. It's something that happens, you know, up in Washington. Oregon and Washington have really bad numbers when it comes to human trafficking and sex trafficking. And unfortunately, that might have been something that Alyssa got, you know, caught up in. So again, Alyssa, if you're out there, you still have family who loves you, who misses you, who won't stop looking for you. Your daughter is a full-blown grown teenager now. She's 16. She loves and misses you, and she wants to know what happened to her mom all those years ago. So if anybody, please, again, you guys know, nobody goes missing just off the face of the earth. Someone knows something. Someone saw something. Someone heard something. Someone's too afraid to say something. So please, if you know anything about Alyssa's disappearance, you owe it to her daughter. You owe it to her family to help them bring justice for Alyssa and figure out what happened to Alyssa. Good or bad, her family deserves closure. Again, Alyssa is Native American, being 5'1" tall, 130 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair, which at the time I believe she did have it dyed blonde. Of course, you can leave an anonymous tip on the Kent Police tip line at 253-856-5808. I will, of course, post all of this to the Facebook page, the Instagram page, and if anybody, you guys are doing so much good things already with sharing and liking, please continue to share, download, subscribe, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if that's what you're listening on. If there is a specific app that you're listening on that you can leave comments, I encourage you to leave comments and give me your thoughts on these cases. I encourage you to give me feedback. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know, you know, how you guys like the podcast. I couldn't do this stuff without all of you guys, without the support of my friends and family. Thank you so much. We will talk, of course, next week. We will have another missing person case. The episode next week will be out the day before Turkey Day and a couple days before Indigenous Peoples Day. I might just have a little something special for you that day. But until then, guys, remember, have fun, but be safe.